every time it's here. We'll pick you up and dust you off when you're done with Everclear. We're the ones, have some fun, Recovery 101. Recovery 101. The show you gotta hear. We'll bring you back from smoking crack. When you're done, Recovery 101. Recovery 101. Recovery 101.
Thank you to Teddy for our marvelous Recovery 101 jingle. Recovery 101 does not speak for AA, NA, OACA, GAPA, LA, SLA, SLAA, CRRR, MMDRA, OBA.
OBB.
GRD.
GRS.
The FLA.
The NBA.
The SRA.
Major League Baseball.
The SLA. Symbionese Liberation Army.
Are you making stuff up now?
Yeah, but...
Or any of the Anons.
We don't speak for any of them. Why would you say I was making stuff up? DRA.
What is OBA?
Obstetricians Anonymous.
See, you made that up.
Why would you say that?
There's no OBA.
You know what? Pick
old
three
bastards,
initials.
Old Bastards Anonymous.
Pick three initials. Give us 3 weeks.
Yeah,
we could create a program.
We could create a program. OBA, Old Bastards Anonymous.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's perfect. Us.
Welcome to Recovery 101, where the magic's about to happen. I'm Bruce B. with the Magic Maker.
Shelley.
And Mark.
You like that?
No, not particularly.
Why?
Puts too much pressure on me.
You don't want to be the Magic Maker?
She gets annoyed.
Puts too much pressure on me.
She's not as annoyed as my daughter is right now. So.
Stone silence.
Well, what can I say? She got in a little trouble. I don't know what to say about that.
But happy birthday.
But happy birthday, yeah.
Be it as it may.
Note to self. For all you out there that are our younger listeners, note to self. If it's about to be your birthday, don't do anything to put on restriction for, because you won't have nearly as much fun on your birthday.
You might want to look at your schedule before you decide to go out there and screw up.
Yeah. It's always a good idea.
Yeah, prom.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Any of those things. Even, you know what? What I don't get is summer vacation. Dude, if I'm going to get grounded, it's going to be during school, because then I can at least still see my friends at school.
Yeah.
But summer vacation, not a good time to get grounded.
No.
Yeah. Well, it's time for the boozy news, and the news not fit for booze.
Okay.
Awful fine Foley skills there, Mark.
And same to you, Bruce.
Thank you.
In my humble opinion, you did a great job.
I think we should both get the humble trophy for that.
You mean I have to bring it back?
Yeah.
Okay. We've got shout-outs to Donald, Sarah, Fran, Robert, and Bruce, and a shout-out to Bill, who's with us today.
Bill in studio.
Shout out.
Peanut Gallery.
Bill is in studio. You have a shout out to me?
You sent me boozy news.
I sure did, didn't I? I don't remember what it was, but I'm sure when you start to say it, I'll remember.
In Chicago, Stuart Gibbs, 44 years old.
Chi-town.
He's in a lot of trouble. His neighbors called.
He obviously doesn't own the right councilman.
Yeah. His downstairs neighbors called the landlord because there was water dripping from their ceiling. So the landlord went to his apartment, Stuart Gibbs' apartment, on the level above, and knocked on the door. And when Stuart Gibbs opened the door, he was naked and covered in blood. He had gotten rip-snortingly drunk and then decided to perform surgery on his dog.
Oh my God. Dude.
Is that bad? Claimed,
okay, now wait. Why is there water going through the floor?
Because he claimed to the police that he was actually a cardiologist, and he was qualified to perform this surgery.
On his dog?
On his dog.
I have a question.
What?
If he was Vietnamese, it would just be food prep.
Oh, okay.
101 ways to walk your dog.
That's it.
It's a Vietnamese cookbook.
Can I walk your dog? You like stir fry?
Oh. He was trying to remove a cyst from behind the dog's ear. A small cyst.
And one thing led to another.
He said he was a cardiologist.
He's actually not. He's a hospital administrator.
I know, but you'd think he said cardiologist because he had ripped the dog's chest open.
I don't know why he said cardiologist and not covered like, in neurosurgeon.
The dog's heart quit beating, so he cracked the chest to see if he could save
it. Was he covered in blood?
Yeah, no, I don't know. I guess the dog was, too, but he was.
Did the dog live?
Yes, the dog is being cared for by Chicago Animal Control. But
good.
The reason why there was the water was he turned the tub on so that he could rinse the dog off.
Okay.
And then went and had another bottle of wine and forgot all about it.
Oh, there was alcohol involved.
Oh, yeah, he was drunk. Drunk as a lord. So.
Oh. I'm not sure why he's in trouble.
Well.
Other than the water thing might be a little bad for the apartment.
He's scheduled to appear in Cook County Court. He has not posted bail, actually. He was cruelty to animals.
Whoa. What? How can he be? He hasn't even gone home then.
Hope he shut the water off.
Because he hasn't even gone. If he didn't post bail, he didn't get out.
Right.
Yeah, so he's for sure.
God.
There's no way for him to miss court.
He's been charged with felony cruelty to an animal.
Well, yeah, whatever.
Gee,
really?
Really? And we've spent
Vietnamese guys are like, I could have ate that part.
Oh, you guys are bad.
The part you cut off.
Okay. This one's kind of, it's sad, but it's kind of cool. A Royal Marine killed by a Taliban bomb left £100,000 to his friends so that they could go to Las Vegas and have a party.
That's cool.
Well, I bet his family's happy about that.
He left packets to his family as well.
$100,000, though?
Well, he took out a $500,000 insurance policy before he went to Afghanistan.
Oh.
So I'm guessing that his family got the rest of it.
So his wife's like, sweet, $500,000. They're like, wait a minute. Oh, I was going to say, his wife's like, wait a minute.
He was living.
You gave $100,000 to your friends to go blow and...
No, he's not married.
No kids.
He just had a lot of pub friends that, you know, that he was missing. And when he wrote out his will, he wrote that £100,000 of his insurance money should go to his friends, and they all flew to Vegas to have a party.
Yippee-ki-yay.
You could party pretty good on £100,000.
Yeah. But what I want to know is why they picked... Because it didn't specify. He didn't specify where they were going to have this party. Why would you pick Vegas? I mean, you've got the whole world.
What happens in Vegas?
Because it's Sin City. It stays in Vegas. It's Vegas. People in other... See, you say that because we live not that far from Vegas. I mean, it's just a 3-hour drive. But people in other parts of the country or other parts of the world, it's... Vegas.
All right.
It's like...
Vegas, baby.
Let me put it to you this way.
It's the place where they did the good hangover.
It's kind of like if you are, say, in Chicago, where the guy was performing surgery on his dog.
Right.
And you were on some talk show there or something, and you won a trip to fabulous Baldwin Park, California, to stay at the Radisson. You'd be like, that's awesome. That's because you don't know what
Nobody would think that was awesome.
You don't know what... Yeah, but no one would know, like in another part of the country. Who would know what Baldwin Park... It sounds good.
Yeah, it does sound good.
It sounds good. The Radisson and Baldwin Park, it sounds great. Until you got there. You know what? A good example. We'll fly you to Hollywood to come and watch the show. And I'm like, have you ever been to Hollywood?
Yeah.
Nobody really
pit.
Wants to go to Hollywood.
Wow.
There's like... A small section of like one or two streets that you'd want to be on. The rest of it, not so much.
Hollywood is like a bowl of granola. What ain't fruits and nuts is flakes.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. You guys remember Christy Brinkley?
The dog,
yeah.
Of course.
Okay, this is not an update. In Mansfield, Ohio, but just keep that in mind because Robert thinks that Christy Brinkley's got to be jealous. The Richland County Dog Warden has charged Peter Bauer with 2 counts of animal cruelty for having sexual relations with 3 dogs and possibly 1 horse.
Wow.
There's just a bestiality trend going on tonight with real beasts.
Yeah.
with beasts, yes.
They executed a search warrant at Bauer's apartment where they seized the 3-year-old German Shepherd mix and his computer. On the computer, they found pictures and stories about his sexual relations with the animals. They also found a bestiality book called Dearest Pet, along with signs that read Pets Welcome, and a plastic blow-up sheep.
Wow.
Well, that's really interesting because I don't think a real sheep would be that hard to get into the mood. I love to talk to the animals.
Dr. Doolittle.
Dad.
Bauer also advertised dog walking and sitting services around town.
Wow.
Oh, Betty did.
How'd you like to, hey, your dog Weber, do you need to go for a walk? Yeah, that'd be nice. Why is he walking all butt hurt?
He's only facing misdemeanor charges because, and I did not know this, Ohio does not have anti-bestiality laws.
So
okay, he's been charged with a misdemeanor cruelty.
Okay, because I'm going to say, if they don't have bestiality charges, why is he going to jail for anything?
Misdemeanor cruelty, that was all they could get him with. Because Ohio has no laws against having sex with animals.
Movie makers, there you go. You didn't know you could produce those Brazilian films right here in the U.S., but you can.
Go to Ohio.
Where's your family from, Shelley?
Ohio.
Did you say your mom had a kennel?
Ohio.
No.
I thought your mom, or she was just friends with a lot of people that raised dogs. Is that what it was?
We had a couple golden retrievers.
Wasn't there horses, too?
Yeah, and chickens and ducks.
In Ohio.
Yeah.
Where there's nothing against bestiality.
Oh, jeez.
I'm just saying.
Okay. 34-year-old Ryan Dunn, who appeared in all of the Jackass movies.
Yes,
has died in a car crash.
Yep.
It's unclear who was driving the car, but...
He was?
Okay. It happened right after they were clubbing. He was drinking in a club.
Yes.
Yeah.
So it's presumed drunk driving.
Yes. Toxicology
report. At 140 miles an hour.
They said well over 100 miles an hour. If you saw the picture of the vehicle,
it's
not really a picture of a vehicle.
No,
there's not
a
lot of it there. And they're not sure whether they were killed from the impact, the explosion, or the ensuing fire.
If you drink and get in a car and do 140 and you die, should there not be a whole lot of shock in the world?
Should there not be?
Yeah. I mean, isn't that part of like the routine? I drank and I did 140 and I got in an accident and died.
Yeah.
That part of like the everyday story.
You know, it's really kind of
sad.
I'm
just trying to figure out what Bam was going off about. You know?
Well, Bam was going off on Roger Ebert.
Yeah, who said.
Roger Ebert.
Jackasses
said,
don't let friends drive drunk.
Friends don't let jackasses drive drunk.
Yeah. Yeah. So, of course, you go off on somebody for that because your friend was a jackass and drove drunk.
Yeah. Well, they were friends from the time they were 17.
Should have gone and picked him up, Bam.
You should have called him for a ride. You know what he should have done? Called Jan Stowen around here.
That's right.
Jan would have come and picked you up for free.
And towed your car home with
and
you.
And towed your car home and put
for
you
free.
In your bed.
For free. Shout out to Jan.
And Dean. Oh, wait a minute. No, it's not Jan and Dean Stowing. Yeah. Is it Jan and Dean?
No. It's just Jan's towing.
Jan and Dean Stowing went out back in the 50s, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Dead Man's Curve.
In Orlando.
Florida!
A conceptual artist named Edward Allen Feldman. Oh, no. Brian Feldman, sorry.
Is that Marty Feldman's little-known stepbrother?
No. Brian Feldman is a conceptual artist who said that he was going to embrace his father on Father's Day for 24 hours as a... It's an art piece. It's just a transformative art piece.
And his dad had to pee?
Yeah, and I'm thinking, Hallmark, you could just send a card. Can you imagine having to hug somebody for anybody, even if it's your own father, for 24 hours?
Get a little gamey after a while.
Not even Christie Brinkley. The dog or the other one.
Yeah, I just couldn't imagine it.
I could hug Shelley for 24 hours.
Oh.
Because I love her that much.
The problem is, after 3 hours, you'd forget you'd already been hugging her for 3 hours, so you'd think it was brand new.
Yeah. Oh, I'm looking forward to Alzheimer's. I'll have a new chick every night.
You don't have that much
further
to
look.
I'll
be like, wow, I've never even met this chick before, and she's already ready to go to bed with me. What happened there? I get what I always wanted when I was young. New chick every night, totally willing to sleep with me. Awesome.
Awesome. Okay, in Destin,
Florida.
It's another fun event at Big Kahuna's. 15 contestants competed on Saturday in the Redneck Olympics.
Sweet.
It included...
is there any lawnmower riding in?
It didn't say. It doesn't say, but it says there was sunflower seed spitting, toilet seat horseshoes, spam carving, tossing frying pans, ping pong balls, and music CDs through a hanging tire.
Spam carving.
Spam carving.
Can you imagine that someone actually sits around and does that enough to get good at it? I mean...
The grand prize was a 1987 Chevrolet Caprice four-door wagon.
Big time.
Yeah.
Wow.
It doesn't say whether or not it's already up on blocks, though.
I don't know about in other areas, but in our area, there's an Al Olympics, and they have Olympic events, but they also have, like, dominoes and darts and card games, and you can actually do boxing.
Olympics?
Al Olympics. It's an AA Olympics.
Oh.
You can, like, box your sponsor if you want. I mean, you can, if you're in the same weight category, that is. Did I do chess? I made it all the way to the semifinals once in chess. A double elimination, got beat both times by the same guy. Some guy that had been in San Quentin for like 25 years, played like 100 games of chess a day, and he looked at me and I said, not only are you good, but you move really fast. This Mexican guy, and he looked at me and he goes, dude, you don't play chess every day for 25 years and not get good. And I'm like, wow.
If you can carve your spam better than everybody else on your block,
you might be a redneck.
All right.
I like the redneck Jedi joke, so. You might be a redneck Jedi if you still don't know why Luke and Leia can't be married.
Oh, brother.
You might be a redneck Jedi if you think the lightsaber is the world's greatest bug zapper.
Do you want me to do one more, or do you want to finish up?
Please do something.
Please. Oh, just to get him to stop doing
Please
that.
Do something.
In Nevada County, rural Nevada County, two neighbors are having a bit of a dispute. The victim, who is not named, said the suspect, 68-year-old Artemisia Lee, she's actually in jail right now for assault. She pepper-sprayed him and beat him with a stick over his barking dogs.
Why didn't he release the dogs on her?
Release the hounds.
I don't know. But the interesting thing is that 6 years ago, she shot him in the leg over their barking dogs. She just got out of prison.
She just got out?
Oh. So she goes home.
Well, she's going back again.
Oh, yeah. They picked her up on her parole violation.
Yeah. Assault and battery on your neighbor? Yeah. The same neighbor he shot before?
Now, if I were the neighbor that had gotten shot in the leg... I would be wondering why they were letting her come back to live right next door to me.
Because that's her
and
place.
And my dogs.
I know, but you can parole criminals to a specific area if you think that somebody might be in danger.
Well, I wanted to explain how they felt that she was rehabbed enough to release her. Obviously, the rehabilitation unit of the jail didn't work quite so well as they thought it might.
Yeah,
no, she's going to be institutionalized now. Because how long was she out? Just a few days?
Just a couple months.
Oh, a couple months?
Yep. She's in love with him.
She's going right back.
At least she showed some restraint this time. She only pepper sprayed him and beat him with a stick. She didn't actually shoot him this time.
Well, there is that.
So maybe the rehab is working. It's just slow.
Yeah. Like the judge. Slow.
And that's the end of the boozy news.
First one had a little bit of a challenge.
Is there a woman you love that drinks too much or uses drugs? Or maybe that woman is you. At Casa de las Amigas, we can help. Casa de las Amigas is a beautiful facility nestled in a quiet Pasadena, California neighborhood. We have beautiful flowers, soothing fountains, and comfortable rooms, all very reasonably priced. Casa de las Amigas has a superb reputation in the recovery community and society at large. We have provided substance abuse services to women for over 44 years who are in search of a productive and sober life and the opportunity to achieve it. There is a spiritual wind that calmly flows across the grounds of our facility, touching the women with a willingness they may have never experienced before now. We have 30, 60, or 90-day residential treatment programs, intensive outpatient treatment, and our sober living environment provides the opportunity to work or obtain an education while living in a safe, sober atmosphere. Our caring and compassionate counseling staff walks the women through the complex recovery process with dignity and grace. For a free assessment, please call us at 626-792-2770. 626-792-2770.
Recovery 101, clean and sober, internet radio, yeah.
Our house.
Oh, in the middle of our street.
See? See? As long as we don't do that one,
yep,
it'll work. What was the one you did earlier, Mark? You only said one word, and I got it.
Take
me out to the ball game.
No. These broken wings.
And learn to fly again.
Chili's like, whatever.
Yeah, I don't
bastards.
Know that one.
So we have a topic.
We do. I've forgotten what it is now.
I was going to say, Shelly, what's our topic?
I've forgotten what it is now.
Mark knows.
Mark's trying to remember our topic.
Something about...
why did I relapse?
Why did I relapse?
Oh, that's right. Why did I relapse?
But I didn't.
I have the answer to that.
Okay.
Because you didn't drink or use no matter what. Who's the lead-out music by?
You didn't not drink or use?
You didn't not.
You didn't not drink or use no matter what. It's a double negative. You didn't remember to don't drink or use no matter what.
I'm trying to wrap my head around that one.
So who's the lead-out music by?
Mark gets to lord it over us because he never relapsed.
So he hasn't felt what it truly is to have true in-and-out recovery.
No, I just had it shared with me.
Yeah, but he's seen it from both sides.
I've seen,
he just
I've
hasn't
seen
been a participant
a lot of it.
In both sides.
Yeah. I've looked at life from both sides now.
I looked at life from both sides now. Shelly doesn't remember the next line.
I'm trying to remember the next line, but I can't. I know the song, but I've forgotten the words.
See, and the funny thing, the poor thing for Shelly is, yeah, Shelly had a relapse. I mean, technically.
Well, she drank a bottle of booze.
Yeah, I know. She drank an entire bottle of booze and made her sick. A one ounce drink. It's mostly the intent that got you on that.
Yeah, it was just an airline bottle. But
I mean, I relapse. You like... It's hard for me to call that a relapse.
Well, it was.
Well, I know it was.
I mean, it went down. I mean, it came back up 10 minutes later, but it went down.
It's just a lame-ass excuse.
Should I run to the liquor store real quick so I can get involved in this conversation by the end of the show?
I'll be here when you get back. I'll be sitting right here. The only problem is if you do that, you can't be on the show.
Yeah, that's true, so you can't do that.
Oh, yeah, okay. Never mind.
Maybe we get Bill from the Peanut Gallery to go get drunk, and then he can join in. Been there, done that. So, Shelly.
What?
Tell us about why'd you relapse?
Well, for one thing, I wasn't working any steps. I mean, not properly. I had a sponsor who was geographically unavailable or undesirable or whatever. Now, I know that works for some people, but I have to actually see my sponsor every now and then. It bugs me when I don't. And I only saw her once in a while.
When's the last time you saw her?
My sponsor?
Uh-huh.
2 weeks ago.
What do you call seeing your sponsor?
Well, usually often? I see her every week. But she missed the Friday meeting. And then
When's
I missed
the last time you called her?
It's been
phone.
A while. I texted her, okay?
Oh. Texting does not count when it comes to contacting your sponsor.
I know that. I'm just saying.
But she wants to be in a place where she can get, you know, be with her sponsor all the time.
In any event, where I thought we were talking about my relapse.
Sarah's at home right now going, leave her alone.
Sarah, at any rate.
Sarah's not here tonight to defend.
So I didn't do, when we got to the whole part about the fourth, you know, doing my fourth step, I didn't do, I'm not even sure I did an adequate third step with my first sponsor. And then we did the fourth step and I left a bunch of crap off of it because I didn't want anybody to know these things. And they were just hanging there in the back of my brain and it just wasn't working.
What's a thorough third step look like?
I don't even think I read it. And I just didn't memorize the prayer. I don't even think I did the prayer.
I never memorized the prayer.
I don't ever remember doing the prayer the first time around.
The only reason I would make guys memorize the prayer is just so they can show they actually did something.
I think it's a handy little prayer to have, though.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
prayer's overrated.
Lots of good stuff in it. But, you know, it's just otherwise, you know. Yeah, did you do your third step? Yeah, I did it. Okay, what did you do? I asked God to remove my stuff. Okay. Give me some example. Give me some example of what you did. So learn the prayer.
To what?
Give me some example that you actually did something. So learn the prayer.
Okay.
What I loved is the guy that came to me after I told him to learn the prayer. Mm-hmm. And he came to me. And he started out the prayer with, "My Creator, I am now willing that you should have all of me, good and bad." And he goes through the whole thing, and he gets done. I go, "That was an awesome, you did that awesomely." And he goes, "I told you I learned it." And I go, "Now when are you going to learn the third step prayer?" And he goes, "That was it." I go, "No, that was the seventh step prayer. You got it out of the book right in the place that says, once you say that, now you've completed step seven." He goes, "Oh, shit."
Well, that's cool, because if he thought he was doing three, that means three through seven was done in one prayer.
Yeah, you got it all done.
The fast track.
The Evelyn Wood Speed Sobriety Program.
That's right.
So how about you, Mark? Now, you can't... Why do people relapse?
You hear the same thing. I went to a meeting every day. Then I went to four meetings a week. Then I went to three meetings a week. Then I went to two meetings a week. Then I went to one meeting a week, unless I was busy that day, then I didn't go to any. Then I went to one, then I went to one a month, then I quit going to meetings, I quit calling my sweet. All the stuff, all the easy stuff that we're told to do, and we just decide that we now know better.
You go clearly.
We get comfortable in our sobriety.
I mean, who knows better than us?
That's right.
What's good for us?
That's right.
That's all I got here.
Because I'm special and different than you.
Well, I'm good enough, I'm strong enough, and gosh darn it, people like me.
That's good enough and smart enough.
Oh. You can tell Shelley does that self-affirmation.
Yeah.
I text it to Sarah quite often.
Remember the self-affirmation girl? The little girl?
Oh, the little girl on YouTube, yeah.
Oh, my God.
I love my hair, I love my sister, I love my aunt,
she's
I
like,
love my
she's
school.
She's like 4 years old, and she's dancing
pajamas.
On top of the sink.
I know, you made me watch it once.
Yeah. There's an update.
There's an update on Tosh.0. She's like 14 now, and she still does the same thing.
She's still like that happy.
I wasn't that interested when I watched it the first time.
I was funny.
But thanks for the update.
I thought it was funny. That was hilarious. Mm-hmm. And you know what? Like 6 million views? A lot of people think it's hilarious.
So what about your relapses, Bruce?
Yeah, Bruce. Why'd you relapse?
You're like the king of relapse.
Oh, yeah.
You get the relapse trophy.
I have the king of relapse trophy. I have the relapse trophy. It's made out of cocaine, though. I can carve pieces off it and snort it whenever I want. I relapsed because I wasn't ready to be sober. I mean, clearly. That was it.
Then why'd you come?
I was not, huh?
Then why'd you come?
Because I knew I needed to be sober, but I just wasn't ready to be sober. I mean, I was getting beat down, and I knew that I needed to do something different, but I just wasn't quite there giving it all up.
In real truth, why'd you come?
So I'd go to meetings. Dude, I'd go to meetings loaded sometimes. I remember slamming in the bathroom of the 502 Club. And I would go sit in a meeting because I knew I should really be there. What an uncomfortable place to be when you're loaded. Sitting in a meeting. You know, in like December. In a tank top. While everyone else is wearing jackets. And I'm like... thumping my fingers on the table, you know, and I'm like, you know, just sweating like a dog, and people are looking at me, and I think people don't really know. Why would they think I'm loaded?
Yeah.
Just because I'm tapping my feet and strumping my fingers and you know, sweating.
Yeah.
And starting to talk really fast like this, like if they want me to share, then I'm really going to talk really fast because I'm not really going to say anything in particular because I don't really have anything to say, but I'm going to say it anyway, but... You know.
Yeah.
That's it. And that was it. That's why I went out so many times. It wasn't even lack of meetings. I didn't have all those classic symptoms because I was going to meetings all the time. But
you were just trying to get the heat off you.
I just wasn't ready. Well, some of the time I wasn't even living at my house. There wasn't really any heat to get off me. I mean, not a lot of heat to get off you when you're living on the street. You know. But then again, I could go get free donuts.
That's right. Coffee and donuts.
Coffee and donuts at the meeting.
They take you to breakfast.
Yeah, why did I relapse? I don't know. Because I wasn't ready.
Because you're a drug addict.
Because I need more coffee and donuts. I could come back in as a newcomer, yep. Not have to put a buck in. I used to like it when they had meetings where they'd say, newcomers don't have to put a buck in, but if you need one, you can take a buck out. When's the last time you heard that at a meeting?
Go to 10 meetings a day.
Yeah, hell yeah. Have you ever heard that in a meeting?
It rings a vague bell from back in the day, but I was in Alateen then, so I was probably sitting in on a meeting, you know.
And yeah, this is more like 80, 81. Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, the reason they told you that, though, is because they figured the secretary was going to go out anyway, so you might as well share the wealth. At least in CA early days.
Yeah, I was going to say, that was the early days of CA.
Yeah. We took in $17 today. We now have $30.
Yeah, where's the treasurer?
We'll have nominations next week for a new treasurer.
Yeah. Dude, I remember that so many times.
Yep.
So many times. Hey, we need a new treasurer.
Yeah.
What happened?
We got 25 bucks.
But he had
bucks.
Enough time. He had 30 days.
Yeah, we got 25 bucks in the treasury.
You remember that when it used to only be like, I remember when they used to tell you 90 days to be a treasurer. I'm like, really? Because they didn't have that many people over 90 days. Back in the day.
Back in the day.
That reminds me. I got to have elections here pretty soon. I'm way over time on my commitment.
Which ones?
Both of them.
Monday and Saturday. Way over. Saturday, I'm probably 2 or 3 months over.
Yeah, just keep it.
We got to be able to let people influx through the... through the group.
And, you know, plus it would be nice if we could actually go out on a Saturday night once in a while.
Well, it's not like you couldn't.
Yeah.
Well, no, we can't.
Why?
Really? You secretary a meeting and you were just saying if I could get Mark to run it, we could go out and have sushi.
Yeah, but he can't run it, so I have to go to the meeting.
Who else did you talk to?
Well, nobody. I don't know anybody else that would run it.
Really? You don't know anybody else at the Thursday meeting that would run it?
Not that I have the phone numbers for, no.
You don't know Fausto?
I don't know Greg?
You don't know Raul?
You know anybody who has their numbers? Vaguely? I mean, you know somebody casually who might have all their numbers?
You're talking about Bruce?
Oh, whoops. Yeah, that's what I meant.
I might have a number or two. Actually, I have all those guys' numbers.
No, I'll have to see. It's a bit late to ask.
You don't have the phone list Fausto? For the meeting?
Michael?
No, I don't have the phone list for the meeting.
You don't have the phone list for your own meeting?
No.
Nice.
How do you get a hold of your commitment people?
Well, them I have on my, the two that I know of, I have on my phone.
Have one of them run the meeting.
There you go. Have one of them run the meeting.
That ought to be happy, happy, joy, joy.
I don't know that Chuck's up to it.
Oh, yeah, he is. He spoke. I am speaking to me. He was great. Well, this is riveting for the folks at home. So, Shelley, what would your final words be on why you relapsed?
Why I relapsed? Because I didn't do a thorough house cleaning. And, you know, I mean, like Mark said, the most common reason I hear is I stopped going to meetings. So, don't stop going to meetings.
Meeting makers make it?
I suppose you could say that. Although that's one of those sayings that... those trite sayings.
Yeah, one of these days we got to write, we'll have to sit down sometime at coffee or something and write down, find every saying we can think of, and then we'll
send them in, folks. Send
that.
Them in.
Yeah, you know what? We could do that. People can send them in because there's got to be big, long lists.
You
of them
send
online.
Them in and we'll tear them apart.
I'm not much of a tear apart of those. I like most of them. A lot of them really helped me when I was new. Mark, why did you not relapse?
Yes, I didn't.
Yeah, what do your guys do?
And I didn't go to meetings for a period of time. So, you know, it's mostly they just lose contact. Either with meetings or sponsor
or God.
That's probably the big one.
Spiritual condition?
Yep. Spiritual malady.
Actually, I've heard that a lot of times. It's I lost touch with my God.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't spiritually aware. I was totally not spiritually aware. But I don't think that's why I went out, because I had never really gotten spiritually aware. I just wasn't. I had never gotten to the point where I was just completely done. I would go and I'd get a little well and go back out.
I'm done.
I'd get a little well and I'd get the heat off and I'd go back out.
I'm clear I'm done.
Well, I'm clear I'm done now, but I wasn't clear I was done then.
I'm done for today.
Dun, dun.
Dun, 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 dun.
Dun, 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 dun.
Let's get out of this show.
Please.
So tell us something, Shelley.
Let's talk about Bruce.
The other white meat.
He runs the 12-Step Gazette at 12stepgazette.com.
.com!
You can read
we haven't done
published.
It in a while. Don't roll your eyes, woman.
You can read his fine publication online. You can have it emailed to you, or you can subscribe, and he will send it to you in the post.
Eventually.
And if you would like to inquire about franchise opportunities, you can contact him, and he will let you know how to get the 12-Step Gazette in your little burg.
I still say Fran needs a chise. Yep.
Okay, Bruce, you tell us something.
We've got email addresses at recovery_101@hotmail.com.
.com.
Recovery101radio@gmail.com.
.com.
Recovery101radio@hotmail.com.
.com.
And if you want to join our crack sales staff or advertise with this fine show, you could actually
just meet us in
contact
Pomona
us anyway. Smoke signals, whatever. Can you imagine that? Smoke signals for the crack staff?
Yeah.
Nice. What kind of smoke? Hey, he's making smoke signals.
And he I used see smoke coming up from Sintown.
He used a whole 5-pack of Bic lighters making smoke signals. Anyway, if you'd like to advertise on those fine recovery show, you can email us at recovery101radiosales@gmail.com. Mark, what do you want to talk about?
InTheRooms.com. You can go to InTheRooms.com, and you can put up a profile and enter the A of your choice.
Enter the A of your choice.
As long as it's not in animals, because, you know, we all know you get in trouble
for
that.
Well, if you're in Ohio, it's okay.
Yeah, okay. There are speaker tapes and chat rooms and... Are there online meetings on in the rooms?
I think so.
Yes.
Okay. I haven't checked in a while. Anyway, you can go in there and you can go to Friends of Recovery 101 and listen to the show while you search the site. And it is all absolutely, positively free of charge.
That's a bargain at thrice the price. Shelly, where are our videos at?
YouTube.com/EasyLook and YouTube.com/Recovery101Rule62.
Don't take yourself so damn seriously.
Sweet. Shelly, who's the lead on music by?
Wham.
What do they do?
No, not Wham.
Wake me up before you go-go.
Like, no, not Wham.
Wake me up before you go-go?
Oh, I can't stand Wham.
Sexy Saxophone Man.
Yeah, but not that song. I wish she would play a different song.
That's the only song you could play. It's the only Wham song that's got a saxophone in it.
Okay, why don't we go for 8 Days Clean, because we haven't had them for a while.
8 Days Clean. Everyone try and leave it better than you found it and be the example.
We're out.
Take care of you.
Guilt and shame. Don't need your help with that. should show me a different way to live. What seems so easy for you to conceive might be more difficult for me to believe.